Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians with a song about one of America's favorite summer treats. You're on The Soundbeat.
In the land of ice and snow, up among the Eskimos, there's a college known as Ookiwawa.
Wah, wah, wah.
You should hear those college boys. Gee, they make an awful noise when they
Every third Sunday in July is National Ice Cream Day in the U.S., also known as Sunday Sunday. Get it? The creamy confectionery does not, as the song says, come from a land of ice and snows, but rather evolved from other frozen desserts found worldwide.
Come on, let's go.
Ice cream, you cream, we all cream, right, cream, wrong.
In the first century A.D., Roman Emperor Nero would regularly send slaves to the Apennines to procure ice, which would be mixed with wine, honey, and fruits. Stateside, we've been enjoying the frozen treat about as long as we've been a nation. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin were all big fans. And Dolly Madison served ice cream at the inaugural ball in 1813. Want to try making ice cream with a centuries-old recipe? Well, get your tin pots and straw ready, then head to soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.